Well, this is Bob.
Mr. C. Meg, how you doing?
Good.
All right, good to hear that. Do you recognize me? Mike here with Huff and Mazer?
No, but I'm glad I spoke to you. I was just talking to
Uh-huh.
Let me kind of back up here a little bit. I sent an email to Clive,
Oh, you
and
did?
I didn't
Okay.
get an answer.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to find out how this source code works, Mike.
Okay, so tell me about it.
Well,
What does that exactly mean? How does the source code work, you said?
yes. That's what I'm trying to find out. How does source code work? He told me it was almost like a patent, if I'm understanding
Okay.
it correctly. It kind of protects what you're doing.
Well, you have to get a patent on it if you have to protect it. But let me tell you this. So with the mobile application, unlike a website, you cannot simply pull out the code or the source code of a mobile application, right? So it's entirely secure. But if you want to patent your idea or even the code itself, you'd have to go through the USPTO, the United States Patent and Trademark Office, to get an actual utility or design patent.
Okay.
Right, but that's once you have the code with you. So you cannot do that before you have the app itself. We do help clients with getting the patents, since we are in this field, of course. So we'll point you in the right direction when it's time to get a patent on it, and you want to consider that. But that's something that comes after you have the software built out.
Okay, so you don't have a code till the app is complete. Is that correct?
That's right. That's right.
Okay. Well, I'm trying to get a transmitter built, and I'm having a hell of a time.
So did you find a company that's doing it for you?
I'm working on it. Now, I've been told yes, and then I've been told no, and then I've been told they send me information from someone else, and then I've been told yes by a company in Alpharetta, but they want 80 grand to do it.
Ooh, 80 grand.
Yeah. Yeah, that includes that. Yeah.
So would you sell your house now?
So I'm still looking. Now, here's a question.
Yes, sir.
I've got an unencapsulated transmitter,
uh-huh.
And I have a transmitter that functions. All right, but it's encapsulated.
Encapsulated, okay.
Yeah, so you can't see how it's put together with the encapsulated one, but I've got some that were never encapsulated.
Uh-huh.
Can you pick up a signal from the encapsulated one to build the app?
Okay, let me try and wrap my head around what you're saying. So when you say encapsulated, does that look different to what you showed me last time?
I don't know what I showed you, Alan, so
That was
convoluted.
About 3 months ago, so.
I may have sent you pictures.
Yeah, you did. So is that the same, or did you come up with something else during the last recent days?
No, I sent you pictures of unencapsulated transmitters. Now, in my pack of stuff that I've been dealing with, I found an encapsulated one that functions. Actually, sending a signal. This is 2012. This thing was built. I don't know how long I'm going to have battery power with it. But it does send a signal on a frequency of 216.660. And I'm asking you, can you use that to build an app?
I mean, yeah, it sounds doable to me, but I, before I give you a final answer, I'd have to look at it. And how is that different to an unencapsulated transmitter?
Well, I don't know. I I bought new batteries. I probably got 6 of these unencapsulated ones. I bought new batteries. It's supposed to be the right ones. And none of them function. So I don't know if they're completely correct or if they're leftovers that they started to build and their parts and pieces could be missing. I just don't know. And there's no way to tell because the one that works is encapsulated. You can't see. You can't see what it is.
And none of the non-encapsulated would work, right?
Like with the batteries that I bought, which is what it called for. I put batteries in every one of them, new ones, and none of them would function.
Okay. So, well, I mean, as long as the technology and the frequency and everything remains the same, you know, we did that homework last time, and you know, I confirmed that it's doable. So unless the frequency has changed or something has changed mechanically with the transmitter, I think we should be good to go based on the last homework we did for you. So I mean, I don't see a difference with the frequency or you know anything that's relevant to how it's going to connect with the mobile application via the signals. So I don't think that changes anything much.
Well, that's what I was wondering. I was wondering if the app would work if we upgraded the transmitter because there's some things that I don't like about it. I'd like to have it smaller.
Mm-hmm.
And encapsulation.
I'll tell you this, and I think I did suggest this last time as well. So rather than going into a spiral whereby you'd have to do another transmitter, find the engineering company, pay them, you know, exorbitant amount of money to build a new prototype, I think as long as the technology for the one that you have right now, the frequency and the signals and everything, and the one that you're going to build in the future remains the same, we could simply upgrade, you know, the application from the current transmitter to the one that you build in the future. So the idea here is that while you have a transmitter now that's working, that's encapsulated, like you said, we could use that to build the application, get it out in the market, get the response that you're looking for, and then you have all the time in the world to upgrade the product, the transmitter itself. And as long as that's going to connect with the BLE, the frequency, that's going to be 100% compatible with the mobile application that's going to be existing by that time.
Okay. There is a frequency for wildlife, and that's between 212 and 220.
212
and
220, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're in the 216, 660 is the frequency that we're using or have used. So I've only got one that functions.
Okay.
But you need a functioning one to start.
Yeah, we need the one that functions to be able to not to start because like I mentioned last time, the first couple of steps whereby we design the application and then we we do the other parts of the application, we wouldn't need the transmitter during those phases. But yes, we would need a working transmitter sent out to us during the later phase of development. And that is going to be, let's say you start today, for example, it's going to be about 2 months from now when we need the transmitter to be able to, do the connection work for you, whereby the app connects with the transmitter and, catches the frequency.
Okay, just to reiterate, this thing can reach a half a mile. I've got to have it reach no less than a quarter. Doesn't have to be any more than a half. It can be turned on and off with the phone rather than a reed switch with a magnet.
That's right, yeah. Yeah,
okay,
I have that on the notes as well. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I assume the battery, there'll be a battery in this thing that would be a long-term battery as far as You know, that's something that you turn it on when you hit a deer and you turn it off when you find him. So it should last as long as it should last for a long time.
Well, so, you know, there's going to be two ways to switch off the transmitter, right? One is where you could do it from the application if the batteries are connected and, you know, it's otherwise it's working. You could simply turn it off using the application itself, right? But if you want to do it manually and you want to do it through the transmitter itself, then you could just plug off or you could just pull apart the batteries, and that's going to disconnect the transmitter as well. And that's going to disconnect the transmitter from the mobile application as well. So the mobile application is going to show you a prompt saying that, you know, the transmitter is not in reach or it looks like it's turned off. So you'd have to connect the batteries once again and be able to connect, you know, match the frequency. In fact, connect the mobile app with the transmitter, and then you can, you know, go ahead and you can continue with the mobile application. So the app is going to track whether it's, you know, is the transmitter in working condition or not, whether the batteries are connected or not.
Well, that's what I need to be able to turn it on and off with the phone app.
Right, yes. Like I said, I mean, as long as it's on the transmitter, the app is going to be able to turn it off and then back on as well, right? But if the batteries are disconnected, then that means the hardware is not functioning, right? So the app is going to show you the message saying that the batteries have been disconnected or it looks like the transmitter is turned off. Please connect the batteries or give you the steps on checking to make sure the transmitter is turned on so it can be connected to the mobile application.
How would I do that? I mean, it's encapsulated. It's like a hockey puck, epoxy.
So that means the batteries cannot be disconnected, right? So there you go. I mean, so, yeah. So in that case, it's just going to be from the mobile application then. So it's going to turn off and on from the mobile application and just exactly how you want it.
Okay. 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 I needed some of that, but the source code can't be done until the app is done. That was
source
a question.
Source code
I
cannot
had.
Be patented until the app is done. That's right.
Now, can someone else copy this, Mike? I mean, by changing the source code or a frequency, or is this easy to copy and steal?
Well, see, no one can copy the source code itself, right? What they can
copy is
the idea, right? If they take a transmitter from you and they get the access to the application, they can replicate that as long as they understand what technology is used. But they cannot look at the source code per se because that's not accessible, and we'll make it secure to make sure it's not accessible. The source code would not be accessible to anyone except yourself, of course.
Okay. So
here's the steps you should follow. So of course the first step is to get the app done because that completes your idea, and then you can take it to the USPTO and get a patent on it, or at least apply for the patent. And that, you know, from the time you put the application in, it's going to be covered, right? So even if the patent takes time to get approved, you will be covered, and no one will be able to copy the idea.
Well, see, I'm copying the idea that herd tracker, kinda. It's just an application different than what the herd tracker is. I'm just trying to figure out. I think we can compete with anybody. We're not greedy people. It's concerning that, but a patent, I know how good a patent is. All I got to do is change one thing and it's void. I spent a lot of money on a patent. I have people infringing, mm-hmm. but they weren't making enough money. I sent them letters telling them to stop. They basically said, screw you, we're going to do it. So they weren't making enough money to take them to court, and I didn't have enough money to pursue with a patent attorney. So it's really, the patents, I don't know if they're worth what they cost or what they protect. You got to have deep pockets to sue somebody and collect on something like that, and it takes years.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. I mean, I know where you're coming from, but, you know, at the end of the day, it's all about the execution, right? I mean, even if someone copies you, I mean, if you're selling this in your, say, in your state, for example, right? What state again were you in?
Georgia.
Virginia. Georgia,
Georgia,
yeah. Georgia, okay. So let's say you're selling this on, you know, pop shops at, in Georgia, right, where you can find hunting equipment and whatnot. You partner up with them and you sell it through them. Even if a competitor drops up, I mean, you're still there, right? I mean, there's no industry in the world, no business in the world that does not have absolute competition, right? Even
right.
Google has competition.
Yeah, that's what I think. And that's why I said I think we could compete with anybody, especially if you're going to foothold early.
Yeah, and still get a patent. I mean, it's not a bad idea to get a patent. And, you know, anytime someone crops up, you can at least send them a cease and desist letter and trying to take them down. But if it looks like a long battle, then you just leave it there and, you know, consider them your competition and, you know, pursue them.
Is there I've also heard you could buy a license for the idea. And a license is a lot cheaper than a patent and simpler. I don't know if that's a fact.
Oh, well, a license is for, you know, someone else built something, or let's say you built the idea and you want to allow someone else to use it as your distributor, then they can take a license from you. But there's no license for a novel or an original idea that you're building yourself and you'd want to protect. So for that, it's called a patent. There's no license as such. License is when you want to sell it further and, you know, make some money out of it and have someone else do it legally on your behalf and use your software. So they get
okay.
A license.
Okay, that's good to know. I was backwards.
Exactly, yeah.
Okay, I'm waiting for a call back to see if they can build me one that's modern, smaller, and more powerful. This should be done within a few days.
So is that going to be a different frequency?
It could be, but it doesn't have to be. Yeah. But we've got something here that I'm surprised it's, you know, it's 12 years old. The thing could stop at any minute. It could stop sending at any minute. So I guess I could turn you loose to build the app and then work on the transmitter.
I mean, that would be my earnest recommendation to you, because if you wait on doing another transmitter, a smaller, more powerful one, I understand it's going to be an improvement, but that I don't see, you know, you know, the light to the end of the tunnel with that route, right? So you'd have to look for engineering, because right now even they have a hard time, you know, imagining how this is going to work and how this is going to connect with, especially with the mobile application, right? So when the mobile app is there, when you have a transmitter that you already have that's working, you have something to show them, and now they know what you're trying to accomplish. Now you're trying to improve the product and not trying to have them imagine something that doesn't exist or that doesn't completely exist as yet. Because if you tell them it's going to connect with the mobile application, they don't have nothing to look at, right? And they cannot see it working, and they just feel lost. And, you know, that's with any engineering company. And, you know, that's probably why so many of them are dropping the ball, and, you know, they're asking for, you know, just exorbitant amount of money so they can cover any unforeseen, circumstances with this proposition.
Okay. Okay. You help clear that up. And now, Cleve told me that it would take 4 months.
Four months.
Is that about right?
That's a safe timeline. We'll try and get this done within 3.5 months. 4 months is a good safe downline for you to keep in mind.
Okay. All right. Let me see if I can touch base with the people that's supposed to duplicate or improve.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to pay them $80,000. So I'm glad you cleared that up for me. And
well, my pleasure,
Mike.
So,
I'll be back with you.
Okay. When do you hear back from the other company now?
By the end of next week, supposedly.
End of the next week. Okay. All right. So, yeah, just give me a call back whenever you've cleared it up with them. Just give me a call back, and we'll take it from there.
I'll do that.
All right, sir.
I'll
thank you for your time, Mr. Simic. It's just that I received another inquiry recently from BARC, and whenever they have a query about an IoT software that involves connecting a hardware and a software, which is the case in your situation. So they give us a call, and they since we are an enterprise partner with them, they kind of shortlist us to work with their clients. So that's how we heard again from them. I don't know if you submitted another inquiry or whatnot, but they gave us a call recently.
Yeah, what I've tried to do is find someone in the southeast, someone that I know is for real.
Okay.
Someone that I can walk into their office
mm-hmm.
and take the money and see what the process is. I've danced around and sent money and parts and pieces and never heard from people again. And it started when I first asked. When I started, when you were one of the contacts, I talked to a guy. I think it was Digisoft.
Digisoft, okay.
And, he's right on my ass every day about calling. Well, let me give me your address. And he told me he's from Pensacola one time, then he was from Pittsburgh or Cleveland.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, give me the address. And I'll send you these unencapsulated transmitters and see what you can do. That was the end of him. I never responded again. So, you just
you
don't
go.
Know, Mike, who you're talking to.
Yes, I was just suggesting that with us, you could always come down to the office at Skokie in Illinois. That's about 45 minutes from Chicago, right? So, if you happen to come down to Illinois yourself, you're more than welcome to visit our office. But otherwise, if you want to send the transmitter in, that's exactly where you send the transmitter as well. So it's I'll send you the complete address. I think I've done that before as well. But
yeah,
we are based in Illinois. Sorry?
Yeah, I've got your address.
Okay.
I think you're probably about 8 to 10 hours from me.
That's right, yeah. So do we expect you coming down? Shall we expect you to visit us?
After, let me get down in the next week and see what I've got for you.
All right, perfect.
I'm kind of enthused that you may be able to use what I've got. I'm just worried, what if the damn thing quits working when you're about halfway through? And then I'm going to be delay, delay, delay. I'd really rather have something that functions and know it's going to function, but I don't know how quick I can get that done, but I'll know by the end of next week. So let me see what I can come up with. Maybe we just take a chance on the thing that, it's been off for 2012, so 13, 14 years, and it still functions when you take the magnet off to set it.
Right, so it wouldn't, we can be hopeful that it wouldn't die out in the next 3 days, and that's the kind of time we need it for. So, we need about 3 to 7 days to complete the research and development on it, and, we wouldn't need the transmitter after that, so we should be good. So since it has been working since 2012, I think we should take a shot on it and, try and get this done. So, it's up to you. Just let us know if you want to get us going on this and you'd like to send the transmitter in, and we'll pick up from there.
Yeah, let me figure out what I'm going to do, because it's really difficult to get anybody to do anything.
Well, I've been in contact with you for about 3 months now, and you know it's difficult to get to work with you.
Yeah, I'm trying to get them built for fucking 12 years.
Okay.
But a different thing is I was working on the com. Nobody was getting paid any big money to start with. So right. You're asking someone something that they get paid if it works or that kind of shit, and they're just like me, you know, who you're talking with. Okay, I appreciate the call, Mike. I'll make note to call you the end of next week, and I'll touch base with you.
All right, sir. I'll look forward to hearing back from you then, and I'll let you go for
Thank
now.
Thank you.
All right?
Okay. Bye.
Have a good rest of the week. Bye now.